This is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. Today's question is, does Worcester underfund its public schools? Since Massachusetts' landmark Education Reform Act of 1993, state law has defined both how much each school district should spend, as well as how this cost should be shared between the state and municipality. Cities and towns are then free to contribute above this foundation level amount, and many wealthy districts do. But poorer districts cannot afford to spend more than the minimum out of their own property tax revenues. Worcester does spend about 20% more than the minimum required by state law, but because of money from federal grant programs. Weston and Brookline, by contrast, spend around 100% more than the minimum. On a per-pupil basis, Weston and Brookline spend several thousands more than Worcester does. Advocates of increased spending in Worcester point out that Worcester should probably be spending more than wealthy districts, since students in the Worcester public schools are much more likely to be poor, unfamiliar with English, and/or from a broken home than in the Weston and Brookline school systems. But within education policy circles, little consensus exists on the question of the relation between spending and student achievement. The correlation is far from perfect, to say the least. We as a nation have doubled our per-pupil expenditure over the past four decades, but student test scores have barely improved. Moreover, where are these funds supposed to come from? At present, there is barely enough money to sustain the same level of service of city government, much less expand services. Public education had been supported more consistently than any other city service during the recession. Worcester's non-school departments have seen their workforce decline by 15% since 2008, but the school department has not been forced to make any major layoffs. Local aid for public safety and public works have been cut by 35%, whereas aid for education has increased by 11%. It should also be understood how difficult it will be to raise enough money to make a difference. Even if the Worcester City Council voted to raise the entire $10 million in excess levy capacity, meaning an increase in the average single-family tax bill of about $115, and give it all to the Worcester Public Schools, this would only increase Worcester's per-pupil expenditure by about $372, leaving it still well below the amount spent by the wealthy suburban districts. Of course, Worcester could simply demand more money from the state. But if we give more money to Worcester, then why not also Lawrence, Fitchburg, and every other poor community? To elevate all per-pupil expenditures to the level of Newton, which is, by the way, not the highest spending district in the state, would require a revenue increase of around $3.5 billion. And where would the money go? As the Boston Foundation has documented, although Chapter 78 has steadily risen since 2000 by hundreds of millions of dollars, the entire increase and more has been consumed by spending on employee benefits. Health insurance and pensions have consumed a greater and greater share of school budgets, with the result that the amount left for items such as instructional materials and teacher training has been on the decline. City taxpayers should decide for themselves if they want to spend more in public education. But the following facts should be weighed in making that decision. 1. We already spend a lot on public education and have continued to increase that amount even during the recession. 2. To the extent that spending and student achievement are connected at all, it would take a huge tax increase to make a noticeable difference. And 3. Until we get healthcare and pension costs under control, we cannot be certain about how much of any increased spending would actually make its way into the classroom. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.